Council trains peer educators to talk to friends and fellow students about reproductive and sexual health information. State law limits what's taught in public schools, and Planned Parenthood board member Tanya Knauer says this group of teenage educators has found a foothold in Summit County.
And it's become a really important resource in our community. I mean, they're speaking at the winter school. They're speaking at Ecker last year to middle school kids. And they're really out there as a resource for our teenagers in terms of helping them with any questions they have about birth control, where to get tested for an STI. And last year with the opioid crisis going on here with the two kids, the group got involved in that as well. So it's just grown in a way that's been really great.
Knauer says high school kids are sexually active and they need accurate information, particularly before they leave home and go off to college.
We definitely know that like 70% or more of high schoolers are sexually active. So, you know, let's pull our head out of the sand and give them some tools. And this year we did the second year of Know Before You Go at the high school, which every senior is invited to attend. Obviously, because we are in Utah, it's opt-in. The kids don't learn tools by themselves in college, you know, when there's no parents there. We want them to be talking about this with their fellow teenagers, as well as their parents and their teachers and anyone else.
The incoming 2017-18 Teen Council class is mostly from Park City High School. There are 18 students, including 7 boys. 2 students come from Wasatch High School, and there are 5 students of color. Reaching for even more diversity, they still see an opportunity to bring on more kids from South Summit and North Summit districts. Planned Parenthood Education Director Annabelle Scheinberg is pleased so many boys have shown interest in the program.
To have boys involved is very helpful in really talking through what the issues are around healthy relationships and contraception, what's the male role, and just having access to really good information. Having young men with that access is really wonderful for a community.
Scheinberg says the numbers show the council has extended their reach into the adolescent and teen community.
Last year, we did 122 different presentations reaching 1,481 community members. They did about 72 hours planning, participating in volunteering and special events. They did 1,178 conversations with their peers about topics related to the Teen Council curriculum.
That's Annabelle Scheinberg, Education Director for Planned Parenthood of Utah. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.